This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 117, version 2, for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. And this is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
We're both still Andersons, right?
I hope so. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my heavens. So, I don't know if it's your mic or my computer. I think I'm blaming your mic and you're blaming my computer, so.
Yes, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to have some fun. We're just going to put it all behind us. It was kind of a gray, crappy day the last couple days, so I think it all is just karmic somehow.
All right. So, let's
see. Steph needs to just refresh there. Anyway, we've got some fun things to talk about. In fact, some of this, let's just dedicate it to Dave. He seemed excited about some of it.
Okay. All right, is Dave in the chat? Maybe Dave's in the chat. No, Dave's not in the chat.
No, Dave should be...
He should be...
Home with the family.
Home with the family, okay. Yep.
So we are going to talk about pen hunting in the wild, which, as you know, we do on a sadly often basis.
Not as often as we used to.
But, thank God.
Although about 10 minutes ago, you were doing it at my desk.
What the heck is with all those pens on your desk? Holy cow!
I'm trying to troubleshoot the issue and trying to set up the laptop, which Lisa's on.
So we switch desks.
And she's like, "Well, what's this? Oh, there's a what's this? There's a pelican here. There's a
where's that pelican from?
Where's the pelican from? I don't know.
That's a fine nib. That's mine.
You don't want this pen.
Oh, I do.
I
it's pretty and it's got a fine nib.
What's... And it leaks.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that. He's got a Levenger True Writer in the metal body that looks, I think, fairly close to his Monte Grappa. So I just thought maybe he wouldn't notice if I swapped them.
Oh, yeah, I'd never notice that.
Yeah. There's a blue pelican. You've got a Mont Blanc.
Actually, you know what? You know what the funny thing is this pelican? Is this the pelican you were looking at here? The green striped barrel?
No, the blue. The green striped barrel used to be mine.
It did. Okay, I was gonna say yeah, it used to be yours. No, yeah, the blue one. No, that's that was my Father's Day pen from last year. I bought it. I got it. I traded a pen for it at the Boston show.
You traded a pen for an Omas.
I also traded a Pelican M320 ruby red for this.
All right. What else was on? There were all sorts of cool things on your desk. No wonder you don't get any work done. In a good way. I mean, you get distracted by all your pens. You're always saying I have too many pens on my desk, and it's because you're playing with them.
Well, do you want to know what's on my desk?
No, I would. I'm totally shopping your desk.
I've got an old style Namiki vanishing point.
I saw that.
It needs to be fixed. I'm working on that one.
Okay.
I've got a Schaefer Crest Touchdown.
I hate laptops.
Super nice pen. I got a couple Pelicans. I got some Parker 21s, some Parker 61s.
You got a lot of nice stuff on there. I may have to shop your desk.
I got a Delta Journal. This is the prototype, the steel nib prototype. Yeah, I got a Mont Blanc here. I like Mont Blanc.
That.
This is the broad nib. You see, you didn't want this one. You actually have the nice one. This is an 18 karat broad nib, piston filler. This is a 121. It's
kind of
cool. It's a slim version. I think they maybe even call these the student pens, but. This is a piston. It's got the ink window.
All right. Anyway, we are going to talk about what to bring with you when you go pen hunting in the wild.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Well, did you take my flashlight?
All right. So here's confession time because Brian's going to rag on me anyway. I have this thing for flashlights. So shoot me. I like flashlights. I think they're fun. They click. They're instant gratification. They're bright. They help you see. They can save your life. If you're clumsy like me, they can save your life. They could. You can flag down a cop if you're stranded on the side of the road. Or, I don't know. I like flashlights, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
So you need a flashlight, and why do you need a flashlight?
Because antique malls and antique stores are often dark, and when you're finding pens in dusty drawers and bins, chances are they're dirty, and you want to be able to have adequate lighting so that you can see and look for cracks, look for imperfections, look for imprints. You know, there are a number of knockoffs out there, and you want to make sure that you can read the imprint, that you can see the nib, check for tine alignment and tipping and all that good stuff.
Wow. Okay.
So a flashlight is important.
So does that include, what about loops? Does it include, if you have a lighted loop, does that take the place?
If you have a lighted loop, that is a beautiful thing.
And somewhere around here I have a lighted loop. So
not everyone has a loop that is lighted. So definitely bring the loop for all those same reasons. You want to be able to check the cap for cap cracks, for lip cracks. You want to check the tines. You just want to really check things over pretty closely. And so a loop is a big, huge help. And if it's lighted, that's a twofer.
Well, because what happens? What happens when you're out? You get excited. You get excited. You found this pen that you want for your collection, and you're ready to you know, it's the price seems right, and you're ready to jump on it. But here it is. It's, you know, it's got a hairline crack through the barrel threads or something like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Or what is it? The 61s are notorious.
Well, 61's notorious for not having the arrow on the hood. 21's crack.
Yep.
I personally make a point to try not to buy 21's, even though I just told you I have three on my desk. Yeah. So every pen's got its pitfalls, right? So if you know those in advance, you know what to look for when you are pen hunting. What else do we need?
You need a piece of paper and a pen or pencil so that you can write down, if you are in an antique mall, you can write down the booth number, because chances are you're going to continue looking, and then you're going to forget what booth you wanted to go back to. So you want to write that down.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one exception to that, and that is if there are vintage Esterbrook desk sets and old ladies involved. In which case,
and you just run them over.
Run them over. No.
That's what Brian does.
In the event that there is something exceptional,
then you just go straight to the.
Yeah, you just go straight to the thing and you get it. You know, I mean, because you never know. You may think you're the only nut that's at the antique mall, but. You don't know if there. I've been places where we've been checking out, and then all of a sudden, in front of us, I remember this
somebody
happened once at the Oshkosh Mall. We went and we were looking at a nice Parker set, and we were kind of thinking about it. We're walking around, and then we grabbed a couple things, and we went up to the counter, and sure enough, the guy in front of us bought that set.
Just bought it. Yep, that guy in front of us.
Was some guy. So.
I know.
Yeah,
you were
going to
I was going to grab it and distract him, but it didn't work.
I think it was a Parker 45 set or something. It was a nice set, but so you know, if it's something you can't live without, go right away.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're working in a team, you know, leave one person at the, you know, leave your spouse at the
to guard it.
It's
like a big parking spot. You got to grab it.
So, other words, yeah, I take the notebook, and I actually have some notebooks where I would say, okay, such and such an antique mall, booth 34A, Parker 51.
What it was, how much it was,
yeah,
right.
Bad cap or whatever, you know. So I know if I go back, well, okay, you know, maybe I could use that. So pen or paper, pen and pencil, writing it down.
Absolutely.
All right, what else?
You want to bring, of all things, a tape measure.
You're going out of order.
I am. I'm just messing with you.
You're just messing with me.
If you are going and you are looking at, like we do, you can look for cases. If you are looking for any kind of furniture.
Yeah, forget the pens, man. 6 foot, 5 foot. 8 foot pieces.
You got to make sure they fit in the trailer.
Yeah, you got to make sure they fit.
I honestly always carry a tape measure with me. I have since, I don't know, it's been about 5 years when we were working on this. We always had to measure something.
Has it been 5 years?
You never know. It has been 5 years. And we're still sort of speaking.
If we can make it through the night, we're all right.
I do always bring a tape measure. You never know when you're going to measure something, either a display case, a piece of furniture, or sometimes a pen. You may know that a demi is a certain size or an oversize, you know, is X many inches. But it never hurts for some kind of
Sometimes it's hard, even with Esterbrooks, I have a hard time. If it's not a J, because with the J, you can look at, I just happen to have a J on my desk here. With the Esterbrook J, the easiest thing to do is you can look at the jewels,
mm-hmm.
and the cap jewel is larger than the barrel jewel. So you go, oh, okay, well, that's the largest size, that's a J. But if it's not a J, sometimes you have a hard time saying, well, you know, is it 5 inches long, or is it 4 3/4 inches long? You know, is it SJ or an LJ? So sometimes it can be helpful.
Yeah. So one of the most important things that we have brought with us is a phone with phone numbers.
And why would that be?
Because occasionally you do need to phone a friend.
Okay, now here's the most valuable piece of advice you all will learn this evening about pen hunting and things to bring with you while pen hunting. If you have the phone a friend,
yeah,
you have the number in your phone,
use it.
Call him before you buy the pen.
Yes.
So
you do.
Let's tell a story we've told before, but you know, over 117 podcasts. Maybe we haven't told it. I don't know. So Lisa and I, this is probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's 3 or 4 easily.
At least four.
Where were we? In DePere?
DePere. We went to DePere Antique. Every spring there's an antique show at the university. And so Lisa and I go. And
was that the year we went with Bryce, or was that the year before we went with Bryce?
That was the year before we went with Bryce.
Okay.
And so we go and...
We get excited.
We get excited, and then we go to this. I remember exactly where it was. So we go, we walk in the door, and we go straight down, and on the right, there's a little booth. So
With pens.
And the woman's got them in a case, and there had to have been, what, 30 of them there?
There were a lot.
And there were Parker 51s, and mm-hmm. I don't remember anything other than 51s, right? So we're looking at them, and then there was one set in a box, pen and pencil set. 51, and we looked at it, looked kind of green, and we said, you know what? We're both looking, and Lisa's like, yeah, I think that's Nassau.
There was also a cocoa set or a pen.
Yeah, we bought a cocoa set.
Yeah, and we were excited, and that actually was cocoa. And then we saw this other one, and we were both 99% positive. Yeah. This was Nassau green.
Because we have a pad. Lisa has a pad that has a Nassau 51.
That I see a lot. And it looked just like it.
And we paid, what did we pay for this set?
Something.
$25 maybe?
Something, yeah. And we, did we call Mike or did we call Joel?
We called both. We called Mike and then Joel later, I think.
Both of whom gave us great advice. They said, don't buy it. It's navy gray.
It's navy gray because what's the number one thing about Nassau? It's double jewel.
Yeah.
So we didn't listen. We bought it, and then we called them.
Yeah.
Had this great set.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
So if you have a question, if you have a smartphone, definitely look things up. But also... don't be too proud to call a friend and say, hey, I see this pen. Here's a picture. I think it might be this. What do you think? Use your resources. And pen friends are definitely a huge resource.
So. Yes, indeed.
But it's a good story.
It is. And for years to come, referred to it as the folly.
Yeah. The 51 folly.
The 51 folly, but
the cocoa was nice.
The cocoa was nice. Did we keep that one? I think we kept that one.
I think we did.
Anyway, so yeah, phone a friend, and then also as long as you have a phone. Now these days, everybody's got a smartphone.
Almost
everyone. If you do have a smartphone and you do have a collection of pens, and you're looking for something in particular, it's very helpful to have pictures of your collection on your phone. And that's
Absolutely. So easy
to do. It's so easy to forget.
When I was working on filling out my collection of Shaper script certs, I knew that I had most of them, and I thought I remembered which ones I had just a single pen, which ones I had a set. But
there's some patterns that are very similar.
There are. So we took some pictures of what I had, and it was very helpful. That way I could see what I had. And then as a note in my phone, I also had a list of ones that needed perhaps upgrading. And so I knew that I had the black corduroy, but it had some wear. And so if I found one, I could then upgrade mine. So
addendum to the NASA / Navy gray, Tim Gerbler points out, of course, there were some exceptions. There were some single jewel NASAs.
There were.
Which are quite collectible. This was definitely Navy gray. And Navy gray is an aero color NASA's back. So.
Right. We didn't know much about 51s, and to be honest, we were just so excited that what we did know, we just kind of like, we're just
darn excited to find
them. We were just happy to be there.
And then, like I said, we were a little green.
About 51s. Now, show me an Esterbrook, and we are all over that. No mistakes.
You didn't get the joke. Yeah, green.
I get it. That's not fun. Another thing you should bring with you, I'm just skipping right over you.
Oh, you're skipping right over there.
Bring business cards. Bring business cards to leave at the front desk. Tell them you are interested in pens. If they get some in, to please call you. Sometimes there'll be a bulletin board near the front door somewhere that you can put your business card. You just pin it up there, and then people can, take it down and get in touch with you.
You typically bigger malls, if it's a single proprietor shop, that works really well. But typically in antique malls, usually they don't want the dealers to contact the buyers directly because they're going to lose out on their cut.
Right.
But on occasion, it has worked for us. We went twice down to one antique mall, and after having left our business card and bought, the first time we bought 50, 60 pens that first time.
We did. It was awesome.
Then the second time we came back, second time was not so good a deal, but we bought some more pens a second time from them. But, you never know. So, at this time we went, we actually literally, they had a little seating area. We sat down, we inspected all the pens. We came early, inspected the pens, and actually wrote them down in our notebook, in our little pad of paper. And then when the dealer came in, then we just made a deal, and he rang it up through the store. So that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So business cards, absolutely. Sometimes we forget those, or we leave them in the car.
Usually I put them in my purse, but I don't always bring my purse. So something else that you should bring, and this is important. This day and age, very few people actually carry much cash anymore, and I only write like one or two checks a month, so I don't even carry a checkbook with me 90% of the time. Bring cash and or a checkbook, because often you can some antique malls or antique stores will give you a discount if you pay with cash or a check.
Yep, it's usually the general rule of thumb is if it's over $25, you can get 10% off. So that really adds up when you're talking, and it's usually per item. So if you have a bunch of $10 pens, it's not going to work. But if you have a bunch of $25, $50 pens, you can save, $255 a pen. So that's something that usually you get there and you're like, oh, yeah, of course. I've gone to places and I've bought hundreds of dollars of pens before, and that 10% really, you know, it's nice. It adds up. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What else?
You skipped. Now we're all the way down to the bottom of the list now.
Yeah. If you know that the mall or the store that you has pens, and you're pretty sure that you're going to come home with some, bring a slaughter box or some kind of pen case, bubble wrap, some kind of box to put it in. You may get super, super lucky and find an amazing vintage pen, and you don't want that thing rattling around in your pen cup, cup holder on the way
home. Yeah, usually a lot of times they either do one of two things. They either throw them into a brown plastic bag or brown paper bag, which I hate. I can't stand that. They're just like, oh, okay, thanks. Thanks for your business. Or they do the reverse opposite and they wrap every pen in bubble wrap. And I mean, it's just crazy. It's just
a little overkill.
Yeah, it's a little overkill. So it's either one or the other. But if you have a binder, a 36 or 40 pen binder, I mean, you never know. It can really help.
You also can find in odd places. They do have bubble wrap that have slots. And so if you ever see those, can you guys see that? If you ever find
the coolest bubble wrap ever.
It is kind of cool. But if you ever see it, store it. We actually keep several of those pieces in the underneath well of our car because we always do come home with extra stuff, like from shows or whatever. Not everything has a box.
Yeah, we have three slaughter boxes in the car?
Three or four slaughter boxes and a big bundle of bubble wrap slots. So something to keep in mind, if you do find a treasure, you don't want to throw it on the seat next to you and then put your purse or your briefcase or whatever on there and break it. That would be bad. So,
especially helpful if you're doing one of these long, you know, if you're just making your normal trip to the local mall, maybe that's not necessary. But sometimes, if you go on a Saturday day-long excursion, that could really come in handy.
Yes, absolutely. And then I think the last thing on our list is maybe not applicable to everybody.
It's a little excessive.
But, you know, we learned the hard way that sometimes you got to do what you got to do. We had a hitch installed on our car. As many of you know, we've certainly made a lot of trips across the country to pick up a case. I mean, we got... Greg, jump in. You've seen the Parker case in the store. You know, we got this amazing 6-foot Parker case for $100.
Yeah, it cost a fortune to get it home, but it was $100. It cost, cost 20 times that to bring the stupid thing home. But
yeah, but I don't know that most people go to that extreme. But if you do have a hitch on the car, You can bring home 60 cases. You can bring home all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think we're the only ones that are doing that.
Probably.
Yeah. So we're looking at our friend Ken sends me an email, and I told him that really would like to have a Schaefer case because we have three Parker cases, and we're for dealer, we don't have very much in the way of Parker except for some vintage stuff. And I said, I'd really like to get a Schaefer case because we have. I've always been a Schaefer fan, more Schaefer fan than Parker, but we can't ever seem to find them. And sure enough, he found one that was within about 5 hours from here.
Yeah.
On eBay. And we're like, really, do you want to go and get it?
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. So.
We didn't go.
We didn't go, yeah. Actually, I should check and see what it sold for.
There you go. All right, so, just a couple mostly pretty basic things to bring with you when you're out hunting for pens or antiquing for other things, too. I mean, most of these are applicable for going to look for Fiesta ware or, I don't know, China. Bells or whatever other people look for.
People collect Fiesta ware?
Some people do.
I thought it was just made for antique malls.
No, those little corn things are made for antique malls. All that stuff, those corn little plates and cups and stuff. So, anyway.
All right. Okay. So yeah, and chances are, you'll probably forget almost all of those except for your phone because.
Well, if actually your phone, most phones even have a light on them. Not necessarily a
magnet. Oh, that's true. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. So there's a 3-for-1.
There we go.
Anyway, what else are we gonna do?
Some quick back to school rollerballs, mechanical pencils.
Just a couple. That time of year, it's kind of weird for my kids, our kids, now that they're in college. We don't do quite the back to school shopping that we used to, and quite honestly, I miss that. I like Office Depot.
We own a pen store.
I know.
A billion times better.
I know, but they have like cool stuff. They have more electronics than we have. I just like the look.
Okay.
So anyway, back to school. Everybody out there has got a back to school, pens and paper and et cetera posts. So we'll keep it brief. We won't drag on about it. But there are some really cool, very inexpensive pens out there that are some of them are new, some of them are pretty, some are cool. And Brian's going to talk about all the ballpoints and rollerballs.
No, I'm not. You have some. They're actually either.
I have a couple.
You have a couple, yeah. So this week I put up a post about the Faber-Castell Grip,
which we really like.
2011, which is a really cool. Here you go, Wayne. You didn't miss anything. They're very colorful. They come in ballpoints. They come in mechanical pencils. Nice thing about the mechanical pencils, they're retractable. You or your kids can don't have to worry about breaking the tip. I always like those. Ballpoints are just, there's not much to say about the ballpoints. They're there. They have these little rubber grip dimples on them. So they're kind of nice. Nice clips.
Now, Dave and Brian were laughing at me, which is a common occurrence. But one of the nice things about the grip is that it has these little rubber dots on all three sides. And I'm a twirler, so I have been known to flip my pen out of my hand. Not my Optimas, but, cheap pens in school. If you're bored, it's not going to fly out of your hand, which I personally think is a good thing. But it also doesn't slip and slide. In Florida, the schools were not always air-conditioned as well as they should be. So.
I like this. Yeah, and they're triangular shape, too, so they have a good ergonomic shape to them. I don't know. I kind of like this teal one. This is nice. Nice pencil. I don't know.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a couple times.
I do, yeah. Point seven lead. So.
The pencils are nice. I like them a lot. And, if you're stuck using a pencil, it might as well be fun.
Yeah, they're neat. So they're very inexpensive. They're very durable. Way better than most other similar types out there.
Something else you might want to consider for back to school, especially nice for middle school or high school or college, the Lamy Rollerball.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with the big paperclip clip. Everybody loves that. Just a good writer, just like the fountain pen, fits in your hand. Are you laughing at me?
Everybody loves the paper clip. Not everybody
does.
Yeah.
I know. But the nice thing about the Lamy Rollerball is that it comes in a number of bright colors, so you're not going to lose it in your book bag or your tote, briefcase.
Yeah. Well, and that's the same with these grips, too. I mean, there's no way on earth you're going to lose this pen. There's no way. This thing glows when you close the purse, right? So.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right. What about Retro 51?
It's good. That's a good rollerball. I hate to admit it. I kind of like them. I think they're They're very smooth writers. I like how they're balanced.
Yep. A couple of new ones that just came in. The confetti and the streamer. Yep. It is. But yeah, Retro 51's a great price point. The pencil has a huge eraser, lots of lead that comes with it. It's crazy.
Yep, a little tube of lead and a bunch of erasers and stuff.
The ballpoints are really good writers, and he's only talked about it just a hair, but there are a couple I do see Brian looking at.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about them, the one really cool thing about them is you can use ballpoint or rollerball. So
yes,
you know, if you're in a pinch, you can buy either the Parker style or the actual international size rollerball, which is kind of cool. I don't know how they do that because they're not even the same size, but they work. So
it's magic.
It is. What else we got? Is that it?
Kinda I think
quick,
so.
Quick, easy, couple. Rollerballs, ballpoints,
yep.
Ballpoints for back to school. All inexpensive. None of those are over $25.
Yeah, they're a nice price point. And in fact, in DC, Steph was using one of the retro ballpoints, and I wanted.
Now hers
to...
was cool though, because it was the big shot in one of, but they don't make it anymore. So I don't.
No, they don't make it anymore. It was a cool pattern. It's the same material that Monteverdi used to make a Prima out of. And it was really pretty, and I'm not sure if it made it back with Steph or not.
It did. We kept looking at it, though, wondering what the heck.
Yeah, we did. We kept picking it up, going, wow, that's nice. And then Steph would grab it and go, it's mine. And
yeah. So and the retro pencils, should be noted, have a nice thick lead, 1.15 millimeter.
Yes.
Which is the thickest lead, I think, of any pencil that we have. I don't know of any. Short of like a sketch pencil.
Short of a multi pencil or
yeah,
multi max or the Natuno sketch pencils have a really big lead. Those are very nice.
You can like poke an eye out with those things, but
that's weird.
Anyway.
All right.
Should we segue into what's going on in the store and then call this a day?
We should.
There's like nothing new going on. We didn't get anything cool in this week, did we?
Well, we got in the new Retro 51s. And we got in this fun Retro 51 fountain pen, which is pretty.
That's the Prism.
That's the Prism.
Okay.
Which is different than Prism.
It's only once.
How did I end up with all the good stuff over here today?
I don't know.
This is cool. We got in a couple new sailors and some new colors. I love these.
Yeah, and those are going up soon. I don't have enough yet.
Yes. I think one of them is actually
orange. I think the orange one is sold.
Ivory. Yep.
And ivory. The ivory is nice.
Yes. Yeah, it's Dave likened it to piano keys today. Definitely not a bright white. It's very, very soothing. So anything else exciting?
Oh, you know, I think you have that too.
I do. How did I end
something
up?
Something in a pouch. The kangaroo, so, they're called kangaroo?
Yeah, kangaroo. No.
The kangaroo store.
We've been in touch with Just Right, the Just Right Pen Company in Australia, and they are the ones who have toucan ink, and it comes in pouches.
Oh, look
now, at that. We'd seen these before, and we thought they were pretty cool, and we got in touch with them. They have done a couple group buys to the U.S., but they really don't ship to the U.S. much at all. And so we contacted them. They were looking for someone to carry toucan in the U.S., and so we will now be the only ones in the U.S. to carry the toucan ink. You scare me when you do that.
Retro.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. I've got hold up the primrose. That's kind of light. And they come in Ziploc baggies, which is great. But they're food grade little pouches. They are 60 milliliters, which is more than some of the bottles of ink out there have.
A lot, yeah, more than a lot, yeah.
Go ahead.
They
don't weigh as much. You don't have to worry about glass in you know, the bottle breaking. And we will have some bottles that will be available next week that you can buy to decant the ink into. I won't do it here, but you just unscrew the top, and then it is resealable.
Yeah, and the catch on these, and we noticed online there are some people who are having problems, you can't, they're not designed to screw all the way down.
Correct.
There's a certain point where you screw, and that's it. You don't, in this case, over-tightening is not good, so.
Correct. But no, they're fun. The colors, Dave and I did the swatches, I think it was yesterday. It does look like a little mini IV bag. And so, Aziza, when you see this, not only can you drink it, but you can now just inject it directly into a vein.
You put it right in there.
There you go. But no, the colors are beautiful. Dave and I were talking about them.
Here's the best part. They are designed to be mixed.
Yes.
You can dilute them with distilled water, or you can mix them.
I don't have to worry about any
bad effects going, but they're designed to be mixed. They can make any infinite number of colors from the 15 that they currently have.
Yes, so it's really a very interesting system. In fact, we will have in the library a list of recipes using toucan ink so that if you want a certain color, here's how you achieve it, which is kind of cool.
Awesome.
But they've been amazing to work with. We're very excited to be partnering with them, and they're just really fun. So, yeah, we've just got all these little IV bags of ink, but the red and the scarlet, they do kind of look like IV bags. So we were kind of joking around about that.
Yeah, so they're very cool. So we're excited mm-hmm. about that. Those are available. We are not going to be able to show us, however.
No, we will
just,
not.
Just because of the they're difficult. They'd be difficult to display.
Right.
So
we will deliver an order to a show.
Sure.
But yeah, we're not going to bring them. They require too much. I don't want to say care, but special boxes or whatever. They don't stack as neatly as boxes of other inks. But they're very cool and really pretty colors. A couple of them are talking to me.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you have any shout-outs this week?
I do. We had some company in the past week or two, and that was kind of fun. So we got to see Jim. Came out from, actually he's from Denver. So we're going to see Jim again soon when we go to Denver. That'll be cool.
Super.
And then Greg came out, and that was fun. And you guys were talking vintage pens for a while.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was cool. And then we've had just a number of local people come to just hang out at the store. Cool. And
Nancy showed up the other day to look at some more vintage pens, so that was mm-hmm. fun.
Was Ivan in last week?
I think Ivan was in last week, yep. So Ivan showed up and grabbed his did he get his
he got his Unica.
His Unica while they're still available, so.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's been actually we had a very busy week with a lot of things coming in, getting settled after the DC show and getting all caught up after that. So
we're almost caught up. We've been working real hard on a little something special. That we're not going to talk about just quite yet. I love being a tease. Something we've been working on for...
A couple years. Yeah, so anyway. We'll let you hear about that in a couple weeks. But just lots of great stuff. We've got this week... mainly just restocking the few new Sailor pens, plus we restocked on, I don't know, another dozen from what we sold at the DC show. Lots of new Sailor seasonal inks back in stock. We got in two huge boxes of Noodlers, including the the next six clear Ahab sails.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot about
come
that.
Come with a free nib, an extra nib.
Non-flex, fine medium nib, yep. So.
That's pretty cool. Yep. We've got Twisby restocking tomorrow, which is going to be huge, and Lamy coming in at the end of the week. Retro 51 came in. We were out of a ton of those, so those are all back in. So just a lot of restocking. And we've ordered a number of fun things for the holidays that will eventually be trickling in.
Yep. Well, it's weird to say we're starting planning for Christmas. So.
No.
No. I've already picked my birthday present out, or Christmas present out.
Yours? Yes, you have.
The next 6 years, probably.
I think so.
Anyway, is there anything else?
I think that's it.
You got it? Let's
wrap it up since we had such dramatic technical difficulty.
Yeah, we're going to hope to get those sorted out.
I think everybody was taking a poll, and I need a new computer, and maybe you need a new mic.
All right, is Best Buy open? Let's just go and get one.
There you go.
All right. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online by sending us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and every other social media as Anderson Pens.
You can also check us out on the blog. It's blog.AndersonPens.net.
And, of course, the website, AndersonPens.net. Join our mailing list for advance notice of new products on the website or in the store. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.